Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 draft recap for the Chicago Bears. So if you enjoy this video, if it's a podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips for shows at 100 Yards Football on Instagram. Check out our LinkedIn page where you can find another episode to our podcast link. And, of course, check out the podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Anywhere this podcast, you can find our show each and every single day, pretty much multiple episodes, draft prospects, history specials, legend interviews, anything and everything football related, you can find it on our channel. So let's get into it. The Chicago Bears have a ton of draft prospects, so let's get into it right away. Round two, pick 39 overall, Kyler Gordon, the cornerback out of Washington, a large man, a very good pick here. On the field tape as well. He's rangy. He's able to stick to defenders in coverage, and he has a good tackling ability in the open field. Overall, not a bad selection with your first overall. Then we got round two, pick 48, so not too much later. We got Jaquan Brisker, the safety from Penn State University. So they go back-to-back with the D-backs here. And like I said, Eddie Jackson had a little down here recently. Questions are around him. He looked maybe for a potential replacement here with Brisker. And like I said, you see what he can do. He's got good size, good speed for a guy hit for him. Able to get in there, make some tackles in space, not afraid to hit hard. Also has a good ability in coverage and is able to get turnovers at will. Thrive in these big slot receptions and reps, so we'll see how he can do at the safety position. Round three, pick 71. They're going to go with the offense with Velus Jones Jr. from Tennessee, wide receiver. Give Justin Fields a weapon? Yes, sir. He's 25, though, a little bit older. Former running back at USC, switched over to Tennessee, went to a wide receiving position, and is not looking back. He's fast. He's very experienced. He's got a ton of potential here. Not the elite separation that you're looking for, though. He's got very good speed, so we'll see what he can do there if he can get a little bit better with his route running ability. Go round five, pick 160, Braxton Jones, offensive tackle from Southern Utah University. 6'5", he's 6'5", 36-inch arms, a large man, obviously. He's going to help protect, of course, Justin Fields. He's powerful. He's athletic. He's got some technical refinement to work on, a little bit of work there. But as long as he can keep developing the way that he projects, I mean, this could be a really good sleeper pick in round five. So I like it here with a guy out of Southern Utah University. Round five, pick 174. We got Dominique Robinson, the edge rusher from Miami of Ohio. Wide receiver turned edge rushing prospect. 6'4, 254, 82-inch wingspan, by the way. So he's got really good athletic ability. On the field, results are impressive as well as able to get a good bit of tackles. But like I said, he's still pretty much raw in all this, still learning the tricks of the trade. So he's got some good production, and he turned out really good at the Senior Bowl. So really good developmental piece there as a pass rushing prospect for the Bears in round five. Round six, pick 186, Zachary Thomas, offensive tackle, once again, from San Diego State University. Another one to help out Justin Fields to go with Braxton Jones with the new crop of offensive tackles. He's explosive. He's got good pad level. He has good leverage as well. Doesn't get beat very often. And he plays with good run blocking ability as well. Meanwhile, like I said, he's a big guy, so we're going to see his footwork might need a little bit of tuning. But if you're in round six, you're not going to be a perfect prospect, so you need a little bit of work here. But overall, not a bad selection in round six. We keep it in round six, pick 203, Trestan Ebner, running back from Baylor. Good value here. Nice piece to the rotation. Went over 1,500 receiving yards last year as a overall at his time at Baylor. So good pass catching running back here. Also has a decent frame overall. Good rotation appeal. Good special team ability also. So the Bears could, you know, not a bad pick here going to beef up that running back core. Keeping it in round six, you would have guessed it, with 207, Doug Kramer, center, Illinois University. So good depth piece, a little bit undersized, 6'2", 299, 300 on a good day. A little bit of stiffness into this young man. He's got good flashes, though, of sealing off some blocks. But he is quick, he's violent off the snap, and good awareness overall. So someone that they're going to look at for a potential future role, starting role at the center position. Round seven, pick 226, Jatair Carter, offensive tackle out of Southern University. So another left tackle here. They really wanted to help out the offensive line, rightfully so. I mean, you pretty much have to, right? With Justin Fields not having a great year, getting sacked a ton, getting a lot of pressures. They go with another one here. We'll see what Carter can do, hone in on his traits, be a little bit more dominant at the point of attack. Someone who people might say could eventually transition into a guard, we'll have to see. But overall, they've got a lot of depth now at this position to go along with this pick of Jatair Carter. And then we got a few more picks here. Round seven, pick 254, Elijah Hicks, safety out of California. They go back with another safety. Really good special teams player in the beginning, I feel. He's not going to be the biggest guy. He's not going to be the most athletic person, but he does work hard. He's got some good range as well. He can tackle in the open field. That's why I think he's going to thrive in the special teams unit off rip. So I think he'll be good at the beginning of his career, special teams. He could potentially find a role at his safety position a little bit later. We'll see. And the final pick, we have round seven, pick 255, Trenton Gill, punter from NC State out there with the Wolf Pack. So like I said, go with Trenton Gill, get some competition for Ryan Winslow. And while he does get some really good hang time, he's got a little bit inconsistency with his accuracy, with some of his power. So a little bit of a later pick here, just see if it works out. Give Winslow a little bit of a threat. We'll see which one kind of takes the cake and becomes in that role at punter. So we'll see what happens there. But overall, not too bad. Okay. I'm going to go overall with a grade for this Bears draft class. I'll go with a C. I'm not really loving this draft, honestly. No offense to any of the players that were taken. I mean, they got, I think, 10 or 11 picks overall. But I don't know. Some of the picks, I feel like they could have went with more of a now approach as opposed to down the line. But, hey, we'll see what it is. Hopefully these guys can have a tremendous career, and we'll be talking about them for many years to come. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Like I said, if you enjoy this video, like, comment, share, subscribe. Good life each every single week, Facebook and YouTube. Check out the podcast, the Earless Podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. And, of course, we thank you all for the continued support. No matter what we do, all the amazing football content. I've been your host today, Logan Lance. Have a great day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another episode of 100 Yards of Football. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.